This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Joining me in the studio today is William Butler. William serves as Executive Director for the Contemporary Art Center, and he's here to tell me more about the 5th Annual Harmonica Invitational. This year's event is going to feature guest artist Tony Holiday, as well as Peoria artists Brian Steer and Rocking Billy Gress. William, welcome back to Out and About.
Thanks for having me on.
So this is the fifth year that you're hosting the Harmonica Invitational, and I understand that really this is an extension of your Live at the Five Spot series, right?
It is, exactly. In fact, this year, as always, is we have a third hour instead of 2 hours, and it's for the same price.
Which is really remarkable. So how has the event grown to need this additional hour?
Well, we've always had it. It's always been 3 hours from the very beginning. We decided to have three harmonica players invited each year, and each harmonica player has their own set. And then at the end, they all get up together and perform in one big blowout session.
So during that blowout session, is this a bit of a playoff where, you know, everyone's kind of trying to outdo the other person?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So for people who aren't as familiar with genres that really highlight harmonica playing, can you kind of walk us through the types of music that are a part of this event?
Well, as you can imagine, blues is a really prominent one. But somebody like Brian Steer, who's really versatile, he'll play by himself at times and cover all kinds of different genres as well. So he is going to do some amazing things on his own. Rockin' Billy Gress is really planted well in the blues, and Tony Holiday is as well. So it'll be predominantly a blues type of event.
Tony Holiday, guest artist, first time here in Peoria?
Correct, yes.
And he's a native of, is it Memphis?
He is originally from Utah and just recently moved to Memphis, Tennessee. And I just was so pleased that I caught him and invited him at a time when he was open to be able to come up here.
Now, when you reach out to these artists that have never been to Peoria before, don't know anything about the Contemporary Arts Center, but you're reaching out to them with this specific event, this invitation to be a part of the Harmonica Invitational, how excited are they to hear about this event and that it's taking place?
Well, they think it's really, they recognize that it's a very unique type of event, that they don't know of anybody else who's doing that in the country. To have three harmonica players come and just be focusing on the harmonica is pretty special.
That's wonderful. And talk a little bit more about the audience's experience when they come in. You have the Live at the Five spot series, which happens every Friday night. But when people come in specifically for the Harmonica Invitational, is it a little bit more interactive with the performers on stage? Or is it how rowdy does it get?
Well, for blues, you know, people who enjoy the blues are always more rowdy generally than other types of music. And always, because our room is so intimate, everyone's so near the stage, the entertainers always interact with the audience quite a lot and back and forth.
You're an artist yourself, and you also work on curating all of the shows and all of the musical spots at Live at the Five Spot in your role as executive director. Take us back 6 years ago when you started conceptualizing the idea of having a harmonica invitational. Do you just personally have a love for this genre of music?
You know, what started it was Shelley Lenzini of the Rhythm Kitchen, and she had found this this old sign that had a big harmonica on it. And from years ago, earlier, some blues society had a contest, a harmonica contest. And she said, "You want this? And maybe you should do something with this. Maybe you should do some kind of a competition." So we thought about it initially. In fact, Brian Steer and I, and also Steve the Hart from Bloomington, came together and we talked about it. And as we talked to harmonica players and were trying to get them involved in this competition, we realized that no one really wanted to be in a competition situation. So I made a decision to change it to an invitational. And then we started to define it as it is now.
Part of the setup of this event, is there a house band? Who's accompanying the harmonica players?
Right. When we first started out, it was Bill Porter's band. And then for the first year, and then we went to Juju Johnny from then, and Juju Johnny is the backing band this year as well. They're really enthusiastic about working with the artists and practicing with them and, you know, setting up and having all the support for the harmonica players. So they love doing it.
So you talked a little bit about the audience's reaction to this event. I'm also curious, when you get these harmonica players together and they do the show, what's their relationship like afterwards? Is this just a really wonderful kind of club atmosphere for them?
It is. It's a great bonding experience. And, you know, we oftentimes will go out afterwards and we're friends for life because we have spent so much time working towards the event, you know, emailing back and forth and calling and talking about what song you're going to do here and what we're going to do this and so forth. And then when it gets up to the time and you've been, you know, emailing someone, like, you know, like if you're emailing somebody for a long time and then you finally show up and like, oh, you're the guy I've been emailing all this time. So it's always it's a great bonding experience, like we've been through a big thing together. Yeah.
And William, you always have so many exciting events and exhibits happening at the Contemporary Arts Center. What's coming up?
Well, we're going to have our next exhibit is going to be coming up in the middle of July. And one of our resident artists, Donald Mason, who's taught art in the 150 schools for over 40 years, is going to be exhibiting his work in the gallery on the second floor. And then on the third floor, we're going to have a group show called 20 Dirty Hands, which is a group show of a bunch of ceramic artists from up and around Galena and Northwestern Illinois. They have, for many years, have a studio tour that they do in October, 3 days in October. Invite everyone to come up and go to all the different places where all these artist studios are. So I did that years ago, and I thought, well, this would be a great thing to have them come down and have a group show, and then we could promote the idea that people could go up and do the studio tour.
I've been talking with William Butler about the 5th Annual Harmonica Invitational happening tonight from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Contemporary Arts Center. Tickets are available at the door. And this weekend is your last chance to catch performances of Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, presented at Cornstalk Theater at the Tent in Upper Bradley Park. The show is directed by Susan Hazard and will finish its run with shows tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. For more information on this and all upcoming weekend arts events, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.